If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz. This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
It's the Daily Show, 1070 something.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Yeah. Men of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
I honestly forgot. Which episode are we up to? Is it 1076? The big one you want is 1176. I'm going to click on the site.
Wait, what's
right now,
1176?
Oh, that's a famous audio compressor.
Oh.
I missed episode 1073, which is a famous microphone preamp. So I was on vacation for that. So we'll have to big celebrate. Oh, we're on 1077 now. Silence of the Llama. No, Silence of Lorenzo Lamas was 1076. What did
Silence
you do?
Silence of Lorenzo Lamas?
Yes, that was 1076. This is 1077.
Dude, let me just tell you something. As an authentic renegade who walks around the desert with two massive Jewish pistols and a duster, I don't want anybody to ever make fun of Lorenzo Lamas. As an authentic vigilante, don't tell me that.
Don't you mean Antonio
fake.
Banderas, or that's Desperado?
I'm trying to. Oh, remember that show, Renegade?
No.
From the 90s, it was on like UPN. It used to go back to back with still... Highlander.
No.
Okay, was not... so wow,
he
you're
looks
not
like
nearly
he got wider the older he got.
Like Lorenzo Lamas?
Yeah.
UPN, like,
but
nine,
he didn't get fat,
like,
he just, like, stretched like this.
Right? I didn't have any time for, like, UPN and WPIX. Like, those were the trash channels. Unless they were playing,
yeah, they
like,
actually were.
Unless they were playing reruns of stuff that was on, like, real channels. Like, I would watch Kevin Arnold or whatever after school on
they
channel.
They would have Star Trek on those.
Yeah, like, that was okay. Yep. But it was, like, but it's, like, their original, it's still trash. They're, like,
yeah.
Channel 9, whatever they became, what they're, I don't remember what they're called. I don't know what they're called now, though. But they went all in.
Really?
They were all doing DC Universe, like, Burger King Kids Club series, and it's terrible.
Dude, I remember, yes, I remember when they were doing that. That was awful. But I remember when they were doing, was that on the WB or the WC? Or whatever,
yeah, I think
it was
the WB. It's like the POC. You're on the POC. There's
yeah,
no W.
You're on the POC. But I remember before Channel 9 was UPN. And I remember when they became UPN, and it was like a big deal. Like,
yeah,
they became UPN.
Yeah, because they became that was a nationwide like thing now, right? Like they were.
Yeah,
network.
It was like syndicated crap.
Was Channel 9 was just the New York like here's some scuffed TV because there's
yeah,
so many people.
It.
There's like there's yeah. so many people in the metro area and surrounding in the tri-state area. Yeah. Like there's room for another TV network with shitty programming on
with
it. Was
just crap, right? And it was and so then I guess yeah, UPN was like nationwide syndication of crap.
It was
and
WLR.
It
was WLR. It was linked to the radio station. WWLR.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
WLR
right.
9.
That's absolutely right.
I don't remember what the actual... I don't know if there was a content linkage there, but I know that like the WLR radio, that was scuffed WABC.
It was like local shit that was even more shit tier than WPIX.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember it's part of the aughts downfall of conservatives, maybe the early teens, was like Limbaugh and... Hannity and Curtis and Kubi, like people started moving from ABC to WLR. I was like, whoa, what's this all about? Like, there's some contract bullshit. Like suddenly all these big marquee hosts are going to this tiny radio station that doesn't have half the broadcast power that WABC does. Like, what the hell is going on? But I haven't listened to any of that.
It's a very typical story with conservatives, frankly. You know.
Hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know. But then the thing is, Renegade came on after that show Highlander, which was not the movie. It was like the TV show.
I remember the Highlander show.
With like, he wasn't Connor McLeod, it was Duncan McLeod.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the funny thing is, the actor in the TV show was like less like weird and fucked up looking than the actor in the movies. He was actually like a handsome guy that was like all muscular. Like, but then like in the movie, it's like this really, Christopher Lambert is like this really fucking weird looking, like very weird looking guy.
Well, yeah, the other thing is Christopher Lambert is very French, and it like comes through in every movie he's in. Like, so he feels like a weird European.
Yeah, why is he talking like this? He can't. It's like he was trying to speak. It's like he's a Frenchman trying to speak English with a Scottish accent, and he just sounded like an utter retard. Like, that movie
like,
was
bringing like
I don't know how that movie ever took off.
Bringing Amerimut to like new levels, right there.
Yeah, but it's like. I don't think that movie would have ever been shit without Sean Connery.
Well, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Well, also, Clancy Brown and Sean Connery both were good in that movie, but, like, Christopher Lambert is, like, the hero. It's like, I don't actually want this guy to win. I hope that the fucking Kurgan cuts this guy's fucking head off.
Wasn't Sean Connery, like, playing, like, a Spanish guy?
He's playing a Spaniard. So they have a Frenchman playing a Scotsman.
I'm a Spaniard.
And they have a Scotsman. But here's the thing is, Sean Connery's an actor. He just spoke with a Scottish accent.
I'm from Spain.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yes, I'm a Spanish lord.
It's like,
here, I'll teach you how to use the blade.
I come with the script.
Yeah, why not just make him Scottish? And he's training another Scottish guy.
A lowland or a highland Spaniard? I guess he's a Highlander, so I'm a Highlander.
The sequel's like Lowlander. He actually wasn't born in some romantic locale. He's like born in some like shitty like swamp. It's like the Lowlander.
Born in the bog. So I was born there.
Like when Clancy Brown, when he chases him into a church, he's like, holy ground, Lowlander.
Lowlander.
You can't kill him on... I always was wondering, they should break like a synagogue. And like, holy ground, you can't fight on holy ground. Like, well, we're not on holy ground, so you keep fighting.
Do you have some coffee left? Yeah. I'm the weakest race, the race who finishes his cup of coffee within 10 minutes of the show starting.
You ever watch Highlander Part 2, Alex, the movie? Yeah,
absolutely not.
I fortunately have seen it, but it's been
a while. Where they actually were like from another, the immortals were like from another planet, actually. And then they had like these weird flying aliens that were like, and it was like, what the fuck am I looking at? It totally destroyed the. It's like, why? But then it's like, what was the point of the first one? Why do these aliens who know they're from another planet, because they show the guy who becomes the Highlander, like aware that he's from another planet. Mm-hmm. Why don't they ever mention the first movie? Also, why do they give a shit about whether or not they can fight in churches? Why would aliens care about that? It doesn't make any sense. It's fucking stupid. But
I made a major mistake last night. I went on a stream with Ranbot until like 4:30 in the morning.
Oh my god! Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I think just like being in proximity to Ranbot makes you think that you need a drink, and the next thing you know, it's 4:30 in the morning. You're like, what did I do?
No, that's not how you. No, you go to Ranbot stone cold sober, and you stay that way to oppose his drunken loudness so that you survive.
I think that was the mistake, is once you start drinking with him, it's over.
That's why you can't.
And then
the
next thing you know, you're talking about Doom, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Next thing you know, he's face fagging, he's telling you about members of his family with first, middle, and last names, and it's all over.
we didn't have that happen.
Okay, good. He didn't just start randomly doxing everyone he knows and himself. That's good. That's a good one, Randy. Good restraint.
We did stay up too late. Because he told me 9 to 12 EST is when he generally streams. And we went to like 4:30. I'm like, how did this fucking happen?
Because he just keeps talking. Or playing songs that he likes for you. Did he play you a lot of songs?
We got to the point where he started doing the thing where he just starts playing various videos.
Yes. That's when you have to tap it. Like, all right. That's why you just, without saying goodbye, you hang up. He's like, all right. now he's become like Chris Farley. Like, you remember that video? That was awesome. Then he also plays the video, and you're like, "Fuck!"
Tell him next time he should play the trailer for all the different Highlander movies.
Oh man,
he'll do it.
Because then they did after Highlander 2.
Oh no,
they did Highlander 3: The Final Dimension.
There can be
guy was black.
I mean, that's
it was the 90s. Remember that thing in the 90s where they made movies where black guys were like the evil bad guy?
That's the tagline for Highlander, right? There can be only three. And
right, there can only be three of these. There's actually
Yeah.
Yeah. They really shouldn't have done a sequel because it kind of wrapped up in the first one. But then in part three, they got rid of the whole thing with like the other, like they pretended part two never existed, which is what they do. And they're trying to do like a reboot, but it's like, don't reboot. And then they do a show and it's like, well, where does this guy come from?
Mm.
Like now we have another Highlander. Like, how does that happen? How's any of this happening? And they're just like, just don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions. Just consume sequel and get excited for next season of television series.
Oh, hey, Guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
I actually kind of liked the TV series, though. I will confess that I liked it.
I never watched
it. It was not bad. The first couple seasons
were
shit.
This is like, have you seen the latest, like, Best of the Worst with Red Letter Media?
No, I haven't. I didn't watch it.
They need to stop doing that show, I think. They've gone, because they're at the point in their career, they've been doing it for so long, they've gone through all the funny B-movies to talk about.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
Now they just kind of watch movies that are kind of... They're just movies that are kind of crappy, but not in any sort of hilarious way, and then tell you about
them.
But,
like, yeah.
You're like, you don't care.
There's nothing... Yeah. There's no more, like, Brian Bosworth movies for them to do.
No.
Like, I remember when they did one on, like, Brian Bosworth movies, I was rolling. But I remember when that guy was, like, briefly, like, famous.
And there's also no new movies for them to do. So it's like... Those guys are kind of fucked. But I was noticing, so you noticed that YouTube trend where, like, these channels tend to get way fewer views than their
subscriber
count.
Right? I'm really glad nobody got mad at us attacking London Real. Everyone seemed to be on board with that.
Well, yeah, you never know when somebody's going to be like, you've tread upon
There's
my...
There's no way.
You've tread upon my... You've tread upon my conservative... prior that I can't let go of.
I think London Real was enough of an obvious...
Well, you know what it is? London Real's not in touch with the working class, so...
Well, he's not pretending to be working class. He's pretending to be...
What
like,
London Real would do
he,
is...
He's the type of
London
guy...
Real would prey on the working class.
...reactionary circles.
Well, no, he would be... His thing is like, I'm mentoring you, so working class roof, yeah. Send me all your money, and I'll wear this bad tie, and I'll pretend I'm giving you business advice, and...
And I'll have my pocket square exploding out of my pocket.
Yeah,
but he's the type of guy, if you were in, like, neo-reactionary circles, they would be... That's where you'd get some internal squabbling over that guy, because they'd be like, this guy is authentic.
He's also
interested in starting businesses, and he has cryptocurrency.
Where's the view count? Oh, there it is.
All right. He talks about not hanging out with Rubes.
So the latest Red Letter Media that I mentioned, the Best of the Worst, you know, they have 1.49 million subscribers. And this video only has 657,000 views, and it's been almost a week.
Yeah, well, that's actually a better ratio than most.
It's still bad. Like, I don't think that's good.
It's still bad. It's still, well, you know, I think at this point, getting like half of, or maybe a little less than half, is actually not. But yeah, they used to get. But if you go back now, maybe it's because these are like the
overtime.
Mr. Plinkett videos. Yeah. Those are like famous meme videos, yeah. So they've got tens of millions of views, I think. But if you go back like a few years, even their basic bitch videos that don't have any rewatch appeal, like 2 years later, they have like 2-3 million views, and they're just not hitting those numbers. And I've talked about this before. It's because YouTube is dead.
Yeah.
Like,
so
people aren't watching YouTube.
I'm looking at their channel. 4 weeks ago, they did a half in the bag on Oppenheimer and the Hollywood implosion, which is one of those bits where they do what's going on with Hollywood, which are always interesting for them to do.
Yeah, I like that.
That's still
Hollywood's going to fail.
The view count on that is still lower than their subscriber count. They've got 1.2 million views, and again, they've got 1.4 million subscribers. So it's where are those other 300,000 people sleeping?
They're not going to YouTube. And here's the thing: those guys, I don't think they bought subscribers. I think their show.
Oh, I think they're organic.
Is legit. Like they earned those subscribers and they earned those views. Those are not fake views. Those are not fake subscribers.
They are true working class heroes.
Those numbers are actually pretty good.
They're real working class heroes. They dress, as they say, they dress like 7-year-olds. They're like fat and sloppy, yes. And they watch movies.
Except Jay Bauman isn't fat, but he's kind of weird and like he kind of makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
He's more of like he's like embedded in the working class as he's like your token psychopath sociopath. He like loves gory and like sexually weird. Anyway, but what I'm not.
He likes all that weird fucking horror shit.
So what I'm building I don't toward, like that stuff. What I'm building toward here, talking about the YouTube view to subscriber ratio, is I've got a video that was posted on Bang. Never heard of this guy before. His name is Tommy G. He has 898,000 subscribers. This 5-day-old video has 2.1 million views. And it's called Visiting the Most Dangerous City in America. And it's really funny. He's just talking to, like... What do you call the niggers who go on, like, Facebook and start beefs and kill each other? Like, I don't even know if they're real gangs.
Ops.
I guess these are ops people.
Ops. Yeah, there's no real gangsters anymore. It's all ops.
The video is sponsored by a bulletproof vest that he's wearing as he does these interviews.
What? Are you kidding?
Like, I'm not... And it has 2.1 million views. He's got more than twice as many views as subscribers, and it's only 5 days old. So, what is,
well,
like...
this is explainable. Because that... The view count on that is not based on...
Based.
Subscribers. It's people are sharing it because they think it's funny. And people that are watching it aren't subscribing because they're like, okay, I don't really want to watch this type of content on a regular basis. Also, like, one thing, I think you maybe got fooled by the fact that when we had a channel on YouTube, we routinely got many, many more views than we had subscribers. That's because legitimately there were people that thought they were going to get in trouble for being subscribed to our channel.
Ah, shit, sorry about that.
They, like, seriously, okay. I had people tell me this. Like, I watch all of it, but I don't subscribe to the channel because I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble.
Well,
so we
just,
would have, like, 20,000 subs and, like, 30,000.
It just sort of makes me, like do a double take. Like, why would you subscribe to a channel and then not watch the video when it comes out? Like, when I subscribe to a channel, it's because I want to see the content they do immediately.
Oh, because there are people that
they
just like, willy-nilly click subscribe.
I guess so.
And generally speaking, aged channels that have been around for a long time, this is what happens. They've been around for a long time. People subscribed. Maybe they watched. Like, Red Letter Media is definitely falling victim to this. Like, one, they're running. I'm subscribed to them. I don't watch every new video that comes out. Right? It's one of the few channels I actually have subscribed to. And so I'm one of those people contributing to that, not quite getting to. So, yeah, that's actually normal. And their numbers are like what I consider very authentic, because they're an old channel that did get pretty big, and now they're kind of struggling to keep like even half of the audience actually engaged and watching. And I don't think in 2 years, those videos aren't going to be having many more views. Like, they're not going to get them over time. So we'll see. But this guy's video, which I didn't even know about, probably hit that number because it went like sort of viral, like people, and it doesn't seem like it was AstroTurf because I didn't hear about it. It seems like it's the stuff that just people are just sharing, but I'm not going to subscribe to that guy's channel, even if I watch the video. So, but that's me. I have maybe a different behavior style. I never subscribe to channels because typically I don't want to see new content from somebody. Like, if someone has one video, I'm like, I'm not subscribing to this channel.
So are we going to launch the video?
Anyway.
Where'd it go? Yeah, right here. So
you had just spinning the video.
I have it right here. Ah, god damn it. I hate that. My mouse cursor like disappeared. I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot that even though I use the same set of scenes that like every time we start this, Brave doesn't ingest into OBS correctly. Alright, here we go.
What a guy, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tommy G, boots on the ground in the most dangerous city in America, St. Louis, Missouri.
Real D, you ain't here with that f***ing man.
Real deal, just main top.
I just look at this, I look at how easy this would be to shut down for a law enforcement system that actually wanted to.
Yeah, 4 states.
This is where it goes down there, this side of town.
Each year I make...
These guys go online, they brag about what they're gangbanging, and they tell you where it happens, and they do a video about it. And like, why aren't they all...
So, hold on a second. Is this guy, like, the type of guy that does those, like, prank videos?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about him.
What does it feel like? It just this feels like it's more of a documentarian vibe. Let's keep going.
He also like he, I think he seems to like it.
Take a trip to the most dangerous city in America.
Oh, he does.
You
like
know, I don't like a retard for some reason. Everybody on YouTube, I don't like a retard. I'm a YouTube content creator. I don't like a retard. I do a live stream. I don't like this.
Shit, you guys got your after school projects here, huh? Yeah, after-school projects.
On a quest to speak with local residents and try and understand what it's like growing up in such a wild place. I once again find myself in St. Louis, Missouri, which one news source says is the city with the highest homicide rate in the world outside of Mexico.
Today, prosecutors charged a man with murder for killing someone execution style in downtown St. Louis. This morning, St. Louis police are trying to identify and find five teens. They are wanted for questioning in last weekend's mass shooting.
We just can't find these teens. Where are they? I would like to do a follow-up on that. They find these teens, and what do they do with them when they found them? Do they put them in juvie for 2 years and then let them back out?
No, they're gonna feel bad. Like their futures are fucked up. Like this is the thing. Like,
but if these teens were white, they would find them.
Well, yeah, but they're not. I mean,
oh! You don't like interruptions? Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using, like, e-checks. Then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
White teens. That's another like that kind of shit.
That's one of those ifs that doesn't exist, you know?
Yeah.
Like if I shat gold bricks
you
every morning.
You can't even do hypocrisy because you're like fucking white teens that are all strapped with like automatic rifles or semi-automatic rifles going out and doing like mass crimes and like
they
taking pictures of themselves doing it. Like they don't get away with it. It's like, yeah, but.
You get a white teen with like weapons. That means they have like a weapons-spurred father and mother that are like going to be all over their case about making sure it's locked up properly and they're not doing things like this.
Yeah, and they're shooting like tin cans and shit. Like they're not shooting like people. Generally.
Another weekend of violence raises concerns about downtown St. Louis.
From 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon until 3 o'clock Sunday morning, there were 639 calls for service. Take a look at a video of armed young people leaving
walking down the street, dangling their fucking like whatever those are. Let's just call them all Uzis.
Yesterday morning, another man openly carrying.
It's like is that like a MAC-10?
I don't know. It's one of those nigga guns. If a nigga's carrying it, it's a MAC-10. If a nigga's carrying it, it's a MAC-10, right? That's basically how it is. It's either
They love talking about MAC-10.
Or it's a Glock or it's a High Point. I don't know. In the 90s, they all carried Glocks, but then I guess because of inflation, they moved to High Points or something. Did they rap about High Points? Or is it just my Glock, my 9?
They rap about, I know they rap about like AKs, MAC-10s, and Glocks. Those are the ones that, because it's easy to rhyme those syllables.
Yeah.
He just glanced up at the helicopter.
Wait, is this like this low speed chase brought you by Bomarito of Automotive Group? Maybe you read about that. Maybe you read about that car dealership conspiracy you posited last week.
Back around to the vehicle, which was.
Did he steal the car from the Bomarito Automotive Group? The getaway car?
That's where these niggas procure the vehicles. These low speed chases.
Are we at the level of Idiocracy where you've got like corporate sponsorship for like these types of videos?
Yeah.
I bet you, dude. Seriously.
Oh, no.
I wonder if he got away.
Was on the run and on the move once again.
Oh, this is the mayor. This is good. Tishora.
Isn't that wonderful? My son and I fall asleep to the lullaby of gunshots in the distance every night.
Wow. And traveling to cities like Chicago.
So, hold on. Like, I just want to say that. Like, if that's the mayor of your city, you're done for.
Yeah.
I mean, no, New York.
Like, you're not getting law and order.
Oh, yeah,
because
she's a
mayor that looks like that.
She's a Democrat, right?
But yeah, yeah. When she said that, and then being black, I'm like, yeah, but I expect you to go to sleep to gunfire. Like, if it was any other way, I'd be genuinely surprised.
But she's like, what's going on is that there are people that expect to not live like that, and they're asking this woman, like, why aren't you doing anything? And she's like, no, I'm not like, because she's expecting the critique of like, we have to live like this, but you are sheltered from it. You rich people north of the St. Louis Arch or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And she's no. I they are in my neighborhood too.
It's good when
I too hear guns everywhere. So it's not just you. I'm not. What she's saying is I'm not a rich person who's like shielding myself by moving like north of area to live there and leaving you people in the south area to suffer. I'm also just the guns are all around my house too. So yeah, there you go. That's kind of like
I can say without a doubt that I see the craziest amounts of guns I've ever seen so far in the trenches of St. Louis. I even saw kids that looked like they were 10 or 11 toting automatic weapons. Today, we tap in with St. Louis locals making a name for themselves. First, we head to Mo P's Hood. He's a rapper putting up impressive numbers on YouTube. He sounds like this.
Wiping the cocaine on my mirrors. The remains of what got bookers coming in so quickly. Businessmen calling my phone. How you know them digits? They trying to come with it. Piece of 16 and they in the...
He sucks. It's like, as far as as a rapper goes, am I going to get killed now? It's like, his flow is terrible.
And then we head to entrepreneur.
He's bad as this, like, on YouTube.
What's so funny
I'm in the most dangerous
is,
city
like,
in America.
Rap can't be separated from this shit anymore, particularly like Bug Black and Zoomer rap.
But like
these Bug Blacks are fucking murderers. Like there are Bug Blacks and that they're murderers. They're fucking killers.
And also, there's a drone shot. Like everybody in St. Louis knows where this is. Like go get them. Go quietly, go round them up.
No, this would be easy.
This would be simple. If you stop pretending, that they have rights, it's just lock. Just lock them
also,
up.
All this shit about how you can't, I don't know if it's law everywhere. I know it's law in a few states, but you can't use the rap lyrics against them. And yet
due to these people,
that has led to an explosion. It's not even,
it's just like, fuck that. Just do to these people what you would do to somebody you actually want to eradicate. Send them into a jail where you have other prisoners, just beat them to death. And then nobody knows nothing. Like, if you wanted this shit gone, it would be gone overnight.
No, they don't want it gone.
That's the whole point. Like, people that watch this video and gawk, the working class that doesn't understand, and they're like, try that in a small town. It's like, no, you don't understand. Like, if they wanted to get rid of this, it would be gone. They don't want to get rid of this.
Either that or it's like the thing that they, It could be that there's some people that like want to get rid of it, but the cost of what they would have, it's like they prefer to have it than to pay the price of what they actually have to do to get rid of it. And in terms of the price, I don't mean because it would actually be cheaper in terms of money in the long run to lock these people up than what is done with them. But I'm talking about like the price of not being racist or not like having over enforcement or so-called over policing of blacks, et cetera, et cetera. So they are, and there are people, many of them who are actually lawyers and judges, who do on some level believe in this kind of shit, or at the very least believe that they should believe in it and they should be seen to believe in it, particularly judges, because judges are actually, given that they're generally speaking the most educated and the most elevated in the system in the legal world, they are the most lenient on niggers and the hardest on white people. As we saw the January 6th thing versus this, I mean, that's the closest you're going to get to a hypocrisy bingo.
Well,
where there's a nationwide dragnet for those people, and this shit just goes on.
We also,
and every single one of these niggers pictured in this overhead drone footage is a significantly worse criminal than any person went to January 6th by far. Like, these people have multiple bodies on them, every single one of them. So
when we also saw what happens to the judges that don't go along with this stuff. In the case of Rob Rutherford, when his charges were overturned because he ruled the statute was unconstitutional,
right?
That guy got thrown out of his office. He was made to confess to some I don't remember racist.
They
remark.
Got him they, on like some they, minor. Racism
he was basically
and they had him step down.
He was essentially canceled and is no longer a judge. And they found another set of judges that said, "Oh no, Rob Rundle's charges are good." And then they went and they got him. So we've seen what happens to judges that don't want, that maybe have a conscience, that actually are doing rule of law. So yeah. It's not
well,
like they have
much choice.
Let me correct
you real quick. He didn't. He wasn't. He didn't stop being. He was the chief justice of. I think like.
All right.
I don't know how many federal districts there are in California. Whatever. He was the chief justice of that federal district. He then was just downgraded to just being a normal judge. He might have been thrown out by now, but when that controversy happened, he stepped down from being the chief justice because he said a black woman had like street smarts and that was racist. So think about this. That's where you're at. Okay. That's where you're at. You can't give like a lopsided compliment to a black person that is based in any way on the understanding that black people are like from violent ghettos. Even though he was trying in an awkward, cringy way to like compliment her, like that was a racist thing because it basically is based on a stereotype of black people, which is accurate, which is that they live like this. So yeah, but yeah, this is additionally the way that they'll cope with this video, assuming that this now that it's gotten this much attention and this seems to actually be. Well, this is not the kind of thing that would be astroturfed, but at least not politically. So maybe this video is astroturfed, but it's not astroturfed by like anybody conservative or liberal. The way that this will be coped with is they'll say that this guy is like doing a dishonesty. He's like doing a selective editing. He's doing a cherry pick, you know, all that kind of crap.
Yeah, I'm somewhat curious about the comments.
Well, I'm sure the comments will be interesting, but I think like in terms of the now the funny thing is if you have people commenting in this video talking about like with maybe in an oblique way, like black people being really violent or like laughing or saying you're crazy for going down there, what the fuck? Like those people, frankly, that's actually what a like kind of a normie average person is like. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like the average person sees this, so, like, are you fucking crazy, bro? You're going fucking down there? Are you nuts?
G's black. He's known in the city for selling exotic snacks and the world's most expensive lemon.
He's an entrepreneur.
How much do these cost?
$25.
This costs $25.
Yes.
Join me as I hit the streets and look for.
Wait, I want to know what that's all about. Like, why is this lemonade $25?
On how to make St. Louis a more peaceful place.
Why would you ask those people?
Oh my god.
We're here in the outskirts of St. Louis before we get into the trenches in the most dangerous city in America.
Oh, hi guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
Let's talk to the folks that live here and see what they think about it.
So St. Louis has been ranked as the most dangerous city in America for the second year in a row. Does that surprise you?
No.
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 It doesn't because I know the stat. I don't like it, nor do I agree with it.
So there you go. There's your white liberal lady that they can blame all this on. There's your Democrat.
Wait, I don't get it. How do you not agree with it?
Because she's the one with the real power. That's a white woman. And from the suburbs. Well, she doesn't agree with it. She's like, she knows what the stat is. She doesn't believe it. It's the city's not dangerous. No, I don't.
I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes on.
Like, wait. I understand your reading on it, but I would love to like ask this. If I were this guy, I'd love to ask her a follow-up question. Like, can you explain what you mean by don't agree with it?
Yeah. Does she have more context
there?
She doesn't agree with the fact there's a high murder rate?
She does more context.
I think she's a white liberal. I think Jesse is right. And what she doesn't agree with is like talking about it. She doesn't agree with talking about it. These poor youths. You go down there, you go down to Heavy G or whatever, Heavy T or Tony F or whatever, and buy his $25 lemonade or whatever the fuck, which probably doesn't have drugs in it. It's probably some kind of flex.
This guy's the only one that has anything to say that actually might make sense. Let me do that again.
Like it, nor do I agree with it.
We lost our mob a long time ago, which controlled the gangs. Our gangs have taken over.
So he says there's no more mafia to like stop the gangs from.
That's right.
Wait, it sounds like he's
the mafia would have stopped it.
Yeah, he's going back. He goes back. Okay. Yeah, he supercuts between all these, but I like that. That they never come back to that guy though. That was I don't know. I don't think they like that.
Yeah, he's basically saying like the white mobsters control these.
Yeah, they kept these Moulinans in line, you know. Now it's just
our gangs have taken over.
Are you a mother?
I am.
And you feel concerned raising your kids in St. Louis?
I raised my kids in the county.
Area like this. What is it like raising kids in St. Louis?
It's kind of scary.
If you were mayor, what would you do? Or if you had a message to the mayor, what would you say?
Start locking people up left and right.
I try to find more opportunities for these kids to just to train their minds.
Shoot
mind,
each other?
Just to keep them.
Oh, come on.
Stupid nigger.
Yeah, that's...
Wait,
that's,
hold on. Let's see what this nigger says.
They all say
we'll,
about
we'll
that.
Analyze.
We need opportunities.
I'm all about support
activities.
For the youth. And I think that that's where we need to start having more activities for the youth. When I was growing up, it was a lot
of
things
to
do.
No.
What's up?
Well, let's see what the nigger man says. I want to react to all
these
this
moves.
All right. What each one of them are.
This moves fast, so like they might get back. Get past that. See, he's asking a new question now. So I don't know if you want.
Okay, all right. Well, then let's analyze these four women.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have two white women, two black women.
Right.
I think they're all mothers. I think that's sort of the implication
here.
Mm-hmm. So the liberal white woman says, "I don't agree with it."
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I don't like it, nor do I agree with it. He says, "Do you? Do you have any concerns raising your children in St. Louis?"
She says,
and she says, "No." Now, my guess here is this is obviously a libtard. Okay, that's
right.
Beyond question.
Big
that
time.
She is actually suspicious of him immediately for even discussing this. That he's like some kind of Republican. She probably thinks he's like sponsored by Matt Walsh. He's not.
No, he's
but
sponsored.
She probably thinks he is.
Oh, he's not wearing the bulletproof vest yet. That's the sponsor.
Yeah, but,
the bulletproof vest.
But she's seeing somebody going out and
I
doing
know,
that,
know.
And she thinks he's. She probably thinks he's some kind of right wing activist or right wing gotcha viral documentary. I mean, he is a viral documentary maker or whatever. But she probably thinks he's doing some political.
He's doing a gotcha,
right?
Yeah, and he's.
And that's why she's heavily defensive, and
sure.
She's like, no. And or she just thinks he's like a white racist trying to have lulls at the expense of the blacks.
Yeah.
Then you have what I consider to be the average normie working class white woman who
the
just has locked them up right and
yeah.
left. Which is actually so we have the dichotomy in the white community. Now we go to the black women and they're both the same.
Yeah.
They say the same thing. We need more activity for them kids.
And they need to have this perception that they have more opportunities. And I don't,
yeah.
Like, where do you even begin with that? Like, it's like we're so many decades past that being a resolution to anything with the black problem. It's like, no, it's like,
because
the truth is, like, the black race in America has had all the opportunities and they've turned them all down. They're like, no, what we want to do is
they decline the opportunities.
We want to steal drugs. We want to steal. We want to bother people. We want to do what we do. And
not only that, but giving them programs. Yeah. And this is something that, like, Black Gen Z mindset and Ock Nation are all about. It's like creating programs, creating activities, creating community centers, creating boys and girls clubs or whatever the fuck it might be, like places for them to go. That just makes it worse.
Yeah.
It would be better if they had nothing to do. Like the
more
problem.
Basic level, like you're asking the problem to give you a solution.
Right. Yep. That's the biggest thing.
Right. Right. The problem is those kids. So doing
the problem
for
is
them,
these blacks. It's these blacks. Why would I ask the blacks, like, how could you improve this? No, fuck them.
Well, there's
they
probably
the
a perception. There's probably a perception that, like, older black women aren't interested in this stuff going on. And while that might be true, like, in the immediate sense, like, they don't want their house shot up by these niggers, they are 100% unwilling for the system to crack down on niggers in a way that would solve it. It's very rare to find...
They're the matriarchs of this fucked up system.
Yes,
they are
matriarchs.
The matriarchs of it.
They're the ones that own the land.
The nigger longhouse.
The niggers are the longhouse.
They own the Shibun longhouse.
Now, Alex, do you remember... I tried to talk to Warren about this, but he never watched TNG because he's like a Star Trek pleb. But you remember that episode... Early in season one with the blacks from the Black People Planet.
Oh, man. Yeah. That
okay,
is one
now,
of, oh, God. That episode. Jeez. I can't believe they
no,
got away
I
with that.
No, but I actually like it. I actually like that episode because it is
man.
So stereotypical about niggers. It's hilarious. And one of the stereotypes is one of the things that these niggers from these nigger planets do is they say, like, the men don't own the land.
Yep.
The women do. And that's basically in real life how niggers live. Like, the women are the ones who secure the Section 8 apartment.
Yeah.
Because men don't have a – black men, like, oftentimes don't have a permanent residence. They go from their mama house to different like women who have wealth with different single moms who have welfare Section 8 apartments set up, and they sleep around in those different places. They don't actually have a permanent residence. They have multiple places. They don't have a house. The women have the houses, and the men just go from one to one to one, and they have like, and then one woman obviously has several different boyfriends, and one man has several different. And so that's how blacks live. And so the matriarchs actually are the landowners. They're the land procurers. They procure the places for breeding. They're like breeding areas, right? So they stay there, and they have multiple different criminals bring them money and food for their kids, and then they just make more kids, and the cycle continues. Until they get killed or whatever. So in the immediate sense, she maybe doesn't want her breeding location, her spawn point, to get shot up. But they're not willing for anything to happen that will actually lead to enforcement.
No, because she also because she recognizes it, like, you know, her spawn could be sucked up into an enforcement scheme. And then it's unacceptable.
Yeah,
when it's your spawn's like they're just getting their lives together. They made one mistake. It's okay. Like, why are they going to lock me forever? He didn't do nothing. That's what it comes down to, and they can't handle that. And
those black women's kids right now are running around gangbanging or op-banging in St. Louis. They're not even gangs anymore, because I don't even know if they sell drugs anymore. Maybe some of them do, but most
that
of them
guy was selling $25. He was selling $25 lemonade. I desperately want to know more about his snacks racketeering that he's doing. Like, the dude.
I'm almost positive that he sells them for that much. It's not that there's drugs in them. He just sells them for that much. As like a, it's like a flex. It's like you go and you pay like homage to him, or you kneel into obeisance to him by like buying the lemonade for that much. If you don't, then you'll get fucking killed.
Yeah, you'll be in the next video. You'll be the next rap.
Basically, you're probably expected. Everyone in that neighborhood is expected to go and like buy those lemonades. And if they don't, they're gonna get fucked up.
$25.
That's how that works. Yeah.
All right. So let's go to the next question here. He's got talking to this gentleman here.
A lot more things to do.
In the last 2 years, 5% of the population of St. Louis has left. Why do you think that is?
More opportunity. Yes.
We're about to meet with a...
More opportunity, less violence, she said.
A gangster rap crew that has a ton of guns on them. How do you reach those guys?
You gotta give them a better upbringing.
Too late! They're up for
it.
They've been brung up!
That's the thing, it's too late, my nigga.
It's like they're 16, 17, 18 years old, they're strapped, and they're doing it's too late, you can't upbring them anymore. So somebody's got to give them this opportunity shit.
And then, how do you reach those guys?
How do you reach these kids?
You gotta give them a better upbringing. I mean, you gotta give them something to look forward to. That's kids looking at them like they're heroes, you know?
Forward to shooting each other.
Well, I think he's saying that other kids in the neighborhood are looking to them as heroes. Like, yeah, so
yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah, that nigger is not wrong. He's like these are the ones that the younger kids look up to and think are cool, and that's true. Right. You're not going to change that.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't, because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
Not going to make some corny ass fucking youth activity nigger. No. No.
And at this point, I don't know. There's so much.
There's nothing that can be done. No. The only thing you can do is put them all in jail.
They said earlier on.
And there's still going to be. There's still going to be shit online glorifying this stuff that kids can still look up to. They just won't see it in IRL. And I don't know how far that's going to.
Now.
Problem's still going to be there.
Well, that can also be controlled, but they won't do that. I mean, they have made it such that you can't put niggers in jail because of rap lyrics.
Right.
That's made this problem worse.
This problem is so easy to solve. It's so easy to solve.
There is no mystery about how the issue is. The conundrum that the system in America has been struggling with for 75 years, I would say, since the civil rights era. Right. We're coming up on 75 years. Right.
Yeah.
And it's only gotten worse. But really, let's say maybe since the 80s, 90s. So 40 years, 40, 50 years. They've been struggling with this. How do we solve this problem without being racist? Like, in other words, because they have, and that's the problem. You cannot. And effectively, since they define now, you could solve it while pretending not to be racist. That you can do, but you can't if you're going to interpret disproportionate enforcement against blacks as racism, then you cannot.
The problem with
if you're going to have a tack, you could have a tacit understanding. Well, the problem is this is actually racism. That's the thing.
Well,
it's racism. You're just not talking.
Yeah.
About
the problem.
Right?
Yeah, so the problem with like, I want to solve this problem, but pretend I'm not racist. Well, that just means you're going to be accused of being racist all the time.
Right.
And now instead
right,
of getting anything right. done, you're going to be having that discussion constantly.
Right.
You're going to get bogged
right.
down
the
in
people,
that.
And, yeah. Now there's people who would be happy to quietly solve the problem without being vocal about the fact that it's totally racist. And those people can't, like, they're kind of like halfway between where we are and the libtards. The problem is the Jews, really, it's because Jews are the ones that give people these ideas. They simply will not let those people do their work. There are people out there who are like, look, I'm willing to pretend I'm not racist. I'm willing to pretend this isn't racist. I'm willing to just go and do the work, clean these things up. There's cops that are willing to do it. And sort of this pretense of not being a racist or not like doing disproportionate enforcement on niggers or whatever. And they're not left alone to do their work. If they just left them alone to do their work, then which they did briefly in the late 90s, in the mid to late 90s, briefly that was done. And then now we got BLM.
Like, do you remember?
And now it's done. You can't
like how,
do it.
Like how long stop and frisk existed as a policy in New York City without anybody saying boo, and it wasn't until what was it, like 20 like towards
it wasn't the, until the most recent racial uprising that they got rid of it. Yeah,
they didn't get rid of it until what's his face took over, the guy with the German name that changed
the
it.
Blasio.
Well, the Blasio, Wilhelm von whatever the fuck his name is. Remember he had some crazy like
his real name, but
he had some.
I just call him the Blasio.
He had some weird like Kaiser fucking
Kaiser
Wilhelm name, and he changed it to the Blasio or something. But yeah, he was that was
because he wants to be mayor of New York.
I guess that was the that policy existed forever without any problems. I mean, like obviously if you were a nigger,
well, it made New York more
secure. New York safe. It made it turn into a
shopping
mall.
But it was one of the safer places in New York in the country, even though it's this huge city. The reason was because it wasn't overwhelmingly black. It was blacks were mainly relegated to like the South Bronx and some other areas, and they're everywhere in the city when you go there. But you're black people everywhere. But like the place where they live, where they actually dwell, and where they don't leave—that's the other thing. There are like professional niggers, or just blacks at work, like shitty jobs and stuff. Now, don't get me wrong; they'll be violent and steal too. But in terms of the ones that do it as a lifestyle, they never leave. Like you have niggers that have like never left the Bronx in their life. They've never gone to the city in their life. But whatever, like, we've analyzed this again. The thing is so funny. It's like the funny thing is, it's like, let's discount all the blacks, right? Cause what are the blacks all saying? They're all saying the same thing. We need them programs. We got to upbring them better. Now they also probably know that's bullshit, but they're talking to a white person. So they're maintaining the kayfabe, which as Stryker says, what this means is black people effectively consent to live like this.
Mm-hmm. For the most part. Yeah.
And now the one I'm worried about is we have two white women. So we see the dichotomy in the white community here. The libtard white woman, she consents to live like this.
Yeah.
But I don't think her children do. So that's a problem that needs to be solved. But the other white woman, no, she's got the woman has the right idea.
Well, if the children, they can't consent.
They can't consent because
they don't understand. All they can be
right.
have
so
their
mother
heads filled
is
with lies by their mother.
Exposing them to harm. This is what sickens me.
Yeah.
This is what sickens me about people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is you are exposing and just same type of this woman probably takes her kid to drag queen story hour too. These people expose their children to harm to satisfy their own political biases, their own political need to be seen as the good person, to be the good person, to be better than other people. Because I'll tell you what, that woman doesn't even like niggers. What that is that woman understands that the way I talk about and think about niggers is what separates me
from the bad people,
from the lower shitty white people. Yeah. Like the person that says lock them all up, that's a lower class person. I can't be associated with that person. It's not that she also wouldn't be perfectly happy to have them all locked up. It's that she won't signal that way. And then that gets fucked up, particularly in women's brains. That gets fucked up and they like actually start on some level believing it. The thing is there's different degrees. There's some of the libtards that believe it so much they actually expose themselves to harm. And there's others that are just living this internal hypocritical life, but they still will never, particularly when asked the question by a white dude who gives off, like, to that woman is giving off a vibe of not – the guy's not a libtard. This guy that's doing this is not a libtard. I don't know if he's political at all, but he's not a libtard. So he's giving her a vibe of, like, okay, this guy is probably some kind of racist or right-wing activist. Now I have to be doubly on my guard. I can – all this shit is so transparent once you've looked at politics like this, particularly around race, long enough.
Why does this nigger have a sea turtle around his neck?
He's because he's a fucking blurred dude.
He's like a surfer.
This is a fucking corny nigger. Like those niggers, those nigger rappers would kill this nigger. They'd be like, you fucking corny ass. Yeah, but like he also, again, he effectively is consenting to it because he's like, you got to remember. It doesn't matter when you're talking about like people that are effectively grown.
Once we focus on the youth, then we will be able to make a difference in the future.
Oh, shut
as a
up,
whole.
David! Focusing on the youth.
Stay positive.
And try to keep.
Oh, look at that zit on her neck! Oh my God.
Dude. Keep the idle mind.
I don't know what they go through. I don't know why they're doing what they're doing, and I am not a smart enough person to be able to help. Stay.
She admits she's not smart enough to be able to help. I don't know what she means by help. Like help
stay
them not be killers.
Well, you know what else? Well,
yeah, that's
you know
the other lady.
That
I was trying to.
She actually, I'll tell you what though. Knowing libtards the way I know them, I can read libtards like a fucking book. They're like a. It's like they're much easier to read than like the Lord of the Rings. Frankly, like you open that book and just it's plainly on the page. Like what she is not. She actually probably has a much better idea of what's going on than she's letting on. She doesn't want to talk about it because she knows. The kinds of shit that she would say is just like really no one's going to want to hear it, right? No one's going to be interested in it. Her saying she does think she's a smart enough person. She does. But it's like this seems to contradict what you were saying before. Like, no, I don't agree with it. No, I don't have a problem raising my kids here. But like, I don't know what they go through. I don't know why they do what they do. No, you have a very good reason. You think or you would say. That it's like white people's fault somehow. But you know that's not going to go over well. And you actually, on some level, know it's dumb. So she's basically hiding her libtard power level here, if you understand what I'm saying. She actually secretly has a lot of beliefs about like white supremacy and white people and an oppression of blacks and all that stuff. Which is funny because you actually, the reason I know this is because when you read the kinds of things that they read, they've diagnosed all of this. It's totally wrong, but they've diagnosed all of it. Like, they'll give you reasons.
Well,
yeah. They're lying, or they're wrong, but...
She's being, like, true to doctrine. She's being doctrinal, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm telling you, she's hiding her libtard power levels.
But she's doing... It's like, which thing are you lying about? You know the stats, you don't agree with it? Or the second statement? The second statement is a sort of a doctrinal, like, no judgments here are made. You know, she's saying, like, right. By saying, I don't know what they go through and I don't know why they do this, she's saying, like, therefore, I don't have the right to judge on it or I don't have the right to view this as a problem that needs to be solved. Like, this is just how other people are, and my duty as a non-racist libtard is to not interfere with that and just let it happen. We have three gangs out by the pool. It's really kind of violent, and no judgments here
but
are made.
I would say it goes even further than that. She has all kinds of social interventions she wants to do, but none of them are against blacks.
Right.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Right. But she knows that no one wants to hear that. That's the thing about libtards. Like, libtards have like the most lunatic beliefs in their head, white ones. Like, and this seems like an actual brainwashed white lady. They have them. She thinks it's white people's fault, and she thinks that there's another level of anti-racisms, not racisms or welfares that we can do that will stop it or something like that. She's not going to say it because these people all, I'm telling you, as much as you think libtards, like libtards speak their mind a lot, but they also actually hide how truly fucking retarded what they think is. And on some level, I think it's because they know it's retarded. I could be projecting my own experience because
she's talking to another white person, you know, the guy doing the video. So she's like, she's this like probably isn't going to fly. Switching. Yeah, she's like, this probably isn't going to fly, saying what I actually think to like the white dude. Right. So I'll just
code switching because she's talking to a non, and the most important people, remember what I said, the most important people to fool for libtards are non-libtarded whites, mm-hmm. because they are convinced, this woman is convinced, that if non-libtarded whites get the truth about niggers and understand what they understand about niggers, they will simply want to genocide them. The thing that this woman is most afraid of, which is funny because it all seems to be in the same gas station parking lot, the thing that she's right. most afraid of and is most against is that other white woman.
Yeah.
The other white woman who's saying, lock them all up, keep them away from us.
Yeah, people love to police other white people in this country. They love to do it.
Most of all, those of us here at the Daily Show.
I love to police other white people. That's why we're here.
That's what we always get accused of. But yes, her main nemesis is that other... That authentic working class white woman who's saying lock them up and keep them the fuck away from us.
She's next. She talks again.
And to be able to help stay away from us.
Based. Bring back segregation. I wonder what she would, if you asked her about segregation, what would she say? Would she think that
she
was...
might be in the healthcare field and is subject to nigger
violence. You know.
Are those
if you work in healthcare in St. Louis, Missouri, you know that person.
Someone get this woman an NJP pamphlet. ASAP.
Look at the guilty. That's our girl. Stay away from
that's our
us.
Girl right
like
there.
The laugh.
Smart enough person. No, well, that's okay.
Look. I don't blame women for doing women stuff. Women do uptalk. They don't like making definitive statements. That's why they make statements like they're a question. It's just a woman thing. That's our girl.
Things are getting a little crazy. You got to protect yourself out there. So the sponsor of today's video is Bulletproof Zone.
This is fucking unbelievable. Dude. I'll tell you what, that white woman that he was talking, libtard woman, is absolutely going to see.
This is the most American video I've seen in a while.
So now he's driving around the hood with no shirt on, with the bulletproof vest on.
This is America.
That's his thing. Oh man, look at this place. This is why is it?
Yeah, this is like the Childish Gambino video. Yeah. Like, this is America. And except this guy also doesn't wear shirts either. There's something with the people that do the content not wearing shirts.
I don't want to listen to these fucking songs. So, you got these what fucking terrible fucking homes.
You look at places like this, and is it really that surprising that things are crazy here? You have to think about the mentality of starting out in this spot. I'm not excusing this behavior. I'm not saying killing each other.
So, in his hypothesis here, like, the dilapidated buildings and the lack of landscaping causes the violence to happen. It's like, no, nigga. That stuff
no, the,
is...
The causation is...
That reversed. Is the outcome of these people being here in this place. They create the hellhole. The hellhole doesn't create them.
Now,
that's the thing. Like that's a white. That's a
poor whites.
That's the thing. Like
blacks.
That's the thing. Like whites do. You know, whites will drive around the area and they'll be able to tell. Like, oh, this is not a good area, and they'll be able to tell without seeing a single person. By the state of the buildings, absolutely. The landscaping, the streets. They'll be like, oh, this is not where I want to be, and they won't be able to put their finger on why. But it's not like if we put a bunch of niggers here, they're going to become psycho killers because of the brick, the way it's crumbled, the way that the brick needs to be pointed and that fucking, you know, the mortar.
I have had that feel my whole life, particularly living in a place like New Jersey, where there are sharp distinctions between nice and poor and like white and black. And sometimes it's very quickly. And Detroit, that you get this effect, too. There's parts of Detroit where it's literally one street over and it's like night and day. But what I've tried to do then is you get the vibe, but then I've tried to isolate like specific. What are the elements that you're looking for? You're looking for, you know, obviously dilapidated buildings. You're looking for shit falling apart. You're looking for overgrown lawns, sidewalks with cracks, with weeds growing out of it. Zero maintenance on anything. Right. And zero any attempts. Like, if you'll find rednecks living in, like, dilapidated buildings sometimes, but rednecks will have, like, intricate shit all kinds of DIY shit, like, all over their yards. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're about. Because white people are always actually changing and fixing their environment to make it better for them. And some rednecks live in ways you don't want to live, maybe, but others are like, I'm perfectly happy with kind of junk, but it's all, like, junk that's, like, piled on itself to be something. Like, they're just doing a lot of DIY shit. They're doing a lot of rigging of stuff. So that's a very different, like, that's a very different mentality. You get some white people, usually they're on drugs, that just let everything go to shit. That's an effect of being on drugs and only caring about procuring more drugs and therefore letting everything fall to shit. And if you absolutely want to see the worst environments white people live in, you got look at, like, white trannies. Those people live in absolute filth. Trannies live in absolute filth, which is why they have to hide their homes from you when they take YouTube videos and TikTok videos. But generally speaking, there are elements, like, I look at that neighborhood he's driving through, and I'm like, I knew neighborhoods like that in Newark, New Jersey, in Irvington, New Jersey, in East Orange, New Jersey, in the fucking South Bronx. My whole life, I've only driven through Kensington in Philly like one time in my life. I didn't grow up close to Philly. I did, but not as close as I did to New York, so I know that area better. My whole life, I've seen nigger neighborhoods like that. And yes, as soon as you cross into it, there's the vibe. And even if you said you don't have to see a single person, you just know this is niggers. There are niggers here. And you can just sense it right away. And it's because that's what they create.
Yeah.
It's not that that was created. This is the mistake. And I think a lot of normie whites, libtarded or otherwise, have this idea that, like, these areas exist, but they're plopped down. It's like, that's not true. Quite often, particularly on the East Coast, in East Orange, New Jersey, like I said, it used to be a rich town. Many of the homes there are old Victorian-style mansions. If you go to Bushwick, Brooklyn, there's a strip of Bushwick Avenue that are old-style homes, like Victorian-style homes, even sometimes what they've got, like, the spire. You know, like, sometimes old houses have, like, the rounded column with the point, like, they have that one section. Yeah. Even homes like that, like, old mansions. Like that. And they're all falling apart and they're all split into like eight different apartments and they're full of blacks. And of course, there's all kinds of drugs and crime. So those were nice areas. What happened?
Right. There was
blacks moved in. The white people left. Eventually, it all became black. And now it's like this. So it's not even about they were built like those housing. He was driving next to those housing projects, right? Those little box homes all in rows. Those are breeding grounds. And the other funny thing is, you know, we were talking about how they had this theory that the structure of housing projects, particularly housing project towers, like Cabrini Green in Chicago, which has now been torn down because it was absolutely a fucking – it was a mess. Like, it was just so bad.
I thought they had to tear it down because the Candyman was haunting it.
Maybe. It could be. But then there was this theory where they were like – and I remember like – Walter Block used to talk like this too, but he was also wrong, possibly lying, but they're not basing public policy on him because he was like a libertarian. But these giant project towers, 15 stories or 20 story project towers, you still see them someplace. They had this theory that this was the problem because they're like, these are all packed in. And Walter Block's point was like, you see no retail space at the ground level. I'm like, right, because anybody setting up a retail space is just going to get robbed and go out of business, or they're going to get shot and killed. Even if they have insurance, they're going to get killed. You know, they're going to eventually just get shot by niggers. So that the issue isn't even that. Like, and his theory was backwards. He's like, the lack of retail space means they commit crimes to get stuff because no one's selling it. I'm like, no. The lack of retail space is because no one's going to set up a retail store there because they're just going to get killed.
If there was retail space, it's gone now because of all the crime. The crime chases
right.
it out.
Yeah, that's
there was
yeah.
a there
if
was
it was
another
ever there. It's gone.
Another one of these blight gawker like YouTube channels where they go to like shitty places in America and gawk at it. And they almost get the thing right. They went to Gary, Indiana, which driving through. It was worse than this. There weren't even like the gangster escalades on the street. It's just horrible.
Is that the guy that just drives? Because I've watched videos of a guy who doesn't get out of his car.
Really
he
know.
Just drives.
I don't
and
really
he
know.
Always does like the 10
I've seen
worst
that
cities. You've seen that guy?
Yeah.
His worst place was Camden, which is funny. And I remember he was driving through and he's
the story of what happened to like Gary, Indiana, that Gary was named after some like steel executive. And there was like a
Hey everybody, Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
A giant like
steel
plant.
Yeah, that's the same
there.
Guy. This is the same. I've seen
yeah,
the video.
So,
yeah.
But he tells the story of like this of the plant, and then like plant shuts down, you know, and said what that's what happens to the city. What's like what happened? Like the plant went down, plant shut down, and all the whites left because there's no, there's, they don't have opportunity anymore. You know, like you're talking about, like, yeah, you have to show these young people there's opportunities. It's like, well, the white people saw there's no more opportunity to work for the big steel mill in Gary. It's named after Gary. What's his name? So they're all gone, and it's like this, and magically this leaves behind like shiftless, aimless, motionless niggers, and now the place is a mess. It's like, on that, like that guy almost gets you. You're getting the start, like the causation, like the chain of events lines up there. So, like, are we going to adjust our worldview on how this happens and how this blight happens? Like, Gary, Indiana wasn't a terrible place where you could plop a bunch of blacks down and suddenly it's a terrible looking place, and then you put them in there and it becomes an actual terrible, violent place. Like, no. Everything that was opportunity, everything that was nice about it, every, you know, the business is gone, and the people that would be involved with that left, leaving behind your housing projects, your whatever. And
now you can also just ruin a place just by bringing blacks in, though.
You can bring them in and ruin it. Too, like people, you can chase them out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like you can just start planting them around, and then people will just leave.
But Gary was a long process of. I think Bob Newhart's fucking like sitcom took place in Gary in the 70s. Maybe. Like that was still like he's
the show Newhart.
Not was Newhart, the Gary? One before that. The Bob Newhart show was from like the late 70s, and I think he was like a psychiatrist in Gary, Indiana. And everybody's like
but then like the show Newhart after that was like the same character Hampshire. Having moved out to the country in like Maine or something.
Get away from fucking Gary, Indiana.
That's actually funny neither of those shows were like actually any good, but like I remember my dad watching Newhart and thinking it was funny.
Newhart is fantastic. You stop it.
Have you tried watching it recently?
Yeah, it didn't really hold on.
That shit does not fucking. That shit does not like. I remember thinking it was funny when I was a kid.
I feel bad because it's so wholesome, but it's like, oh god,
not even that wholesome. To be honest with you,
no,
it's not. No, it's really not.
Oh well.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch more if I try to figure it out anyway. Well, let's go.
So I mean, the guy's a fucking psychiatrist, but in any case.
So it says on the screen, killing each other is okay. So
I'm not excusing this behavior. I'm not saying killing each other is okay. Look over here. Imagine growing up in absolute destruction.
Imagine growing up and destroying that. You've got it wrong, buddy.
How did things get to this? What happened?
Black
what
do you people! Mean?
How did they get to this?
God, is that...
Let him just continue.
I'm just looking at that house.
This is like sort of the... I mean, the funny thing is like... On some level, you have to know. You have to know. Even if you don't quite get exactly how it works, you have to fucking know.
Destruction. How did things get to this? What happened? You just... Tell that we are tiptoeing on Trenchville.
Tell the people what to expect from this area, what goes down.
What the fuck? Is that Andrew England?
Down. A lot goes down. A lot of these guys, man, they younger, so I'm feeling a little bit more eager to do the crimes, kind of, I don't want to say it like that, but...
They're more reckless.
More reckless. That's a better way to word it.
Have you ever been in a video shoot and a shootout happened?
And I've been there where they just been shooting. Maybe they was trying to scare the artists off the block or something. They just start letting off shots. So I've literally had footage running with the camera.
What race is this guy? Is American. This just an albino nigger, or is this like extremely mixed? Like, how mixed is it? Like,
this is the average American in 2016. He's beautiful.
I
must have skipped this part. I didn't see this part before.
The shots are crazy, man. Really, thanks.
This is the type of area that every single car that passes, you gotta watch out for.
So, that guy's talking about like rap videos, and then like you're doing a video shoot, and there's actual shootings. So,
yeah, that's how it works, man.
So, but it's just funny because, like, that's like an old fuddy-duddy take from the 90s of where this gangster rap is going to lead. It's glorifying this stuff. And
well, in the 90s, it was actors.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff. They were faking it, but the public was learning. Actors, yeah. But the public was looking up these people as heroes, and they learned to imitate it. Now you have to actually be shooting people while you're doing your video shoot.
Right, right. That's the thing. Like, that's insane. Actually, like, that's the thing.
Like,
it went from, like N.W.A.,
I just don't like when, like
Ice Cube.
It's like when stuffy conservative takes that seem out of touch and they feel hokey from like years, and then they come true. You're like, oh my god! Like,
well, that stuffy conservative take was actually just common sense take.
Yeah,
that anybody, and even libtards, somewhat had that take. like, because even remember, it was like Tipper Gore that wanted to like censor all music, yeah. right? But of course, the funny thing is there's also like weird racial stuff there. And then you got like Frank Zappa and Dee Snider go and like signal really hard at the congressional hearings against Tipper Gore and blah, blah, whatever. Who fucking cares? But that shit never lasted anyway.
Yeah.
But and then they made the parental advisory explicit lyrics sticker. Like that was just like they just made that their album cover. Like yeah. I think NWA did that. I don't know who else did that. But so he had like Ice Cube driving around with Tucker Carlson. And he's talking about like the block he grew up on in LA. And he's like, yeah, Dr. Dre and my cousin and like Eazy-E, like all these niggas from NWA grew up. That was like as close to middle class as blacks get.
Mm.
Like where they grew up. And it wasn't crazy violent like this.
Right.
They did not grow up like this. Because they were close to LA, they got involved with like studios and Jews and they got rich and whatever. And then they put on this image. And they were actors. And that was criticized. And it was attacked as a stuffy conservative take. Because you're not supposed to make cause and effect. Like you're not supposed to make social cause and effect. You're not supposed to link those. That's kind of a key point of being libtard. Or if you link social cause and effect to anything other than racism and white supremacy as the systemic cause of anything, that's being a bad libtard. You can't ever link it to even like the bad conservative take of like it's their upbringing, it's their culture. The only reason that's sort of cringy is because like it's really just their race.
Yeah.
But it's still better than the libtard take of like the only problem is systemic white supremacy.
So,
which is something they thought even in the 80s, but they just didn't have the language to talk about it. And it was really cringy to say. So they kind of shut their mouths until like there was more power in the hands of Jews and Jews had like all power and they just put this on everyone. But now rap they're not actors. And in fact, there's no big famous rappers anymore. There's maybe like Drake or a few others, but those are just like whatever. That's a different kind of shit.
I remember
this kind of shit. Like every city now has their local rap artists. And those local artists are connected to like op gangs and they kill each other. And that's what's popular. They make videos. They're from different hoods. They're different groups of ops. They make videos about killing their other group of opposition. Mm-hmm. They show them on Facebook or TikTok and then they go and kill each other. And this is happening in every city. And these groups don't necessarily know each other. Like that rapper from St. Louis, he's not popular outside of St. Louis.
They like this. Like this is an aspirational culture for them. Like they don't want to have the big $90,000 pickup truck. They want to be involved in shootings.
I remember there was there was a video, it was an interview I saw. It was 50 Cent. Does anyone say 50 Cent? It's probably 50 Cent, correct?
50 Cent.
He was criticizing.
But if you say 50, you're appropriating.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, anyway,
he was. I'm appropriating. I don't know. 50 was breaking kayfabe, and he was criticizing Rick Ross's assumed gimmick for being a rapper.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
They've
broke the fourth wall, exposed the whole business where these two like were talking about what their character situations, like why it wasn't working and how they had to have a feud. It was like, oh my God, like it's totally 100% fake. It was worse than wrestling.
50 Cent was actually doing a series of YouTube videos like that. And if you wanted to be a rapper, you could like send him your stuff and he would like critique it.
Yeah.
And he would like tell you like, you got to work on your character. Like you have to do like this or that. Like, I don't know if there's a market for that type of character, right? Like he would be doing this kind of shit.
Wild.
And he also would say like, well,
what would he say to these guys?
If you're going to want to go into that type, that like gangster type shit, right? Like you're going to have to be careful because there are people in it that take that shit for real and you might get killed. Like I even saw one where he was doing that. He was advising somebody not to go like too gangster in their persona.
Yeah.
Because if they do, then there's going to be people that for clout are just going to try and kill them.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Like even if they don't know you, if you put out a gangster persona in your rap videos, and if you're not part of an op culture, there will be other niggers that see that, and they're like, "We're just gonna kill that nigger just for clout."
So here comes this dumb nigger. Here comes this DN up the stairs. This is the man of the hour here.
The main man. This is a real spitter. You want a bar spitter that goes bar for bar every single song he makes? This is the guy. Tell the people
where we are right now.
Right now, we really...
That nigga looks retarded.
He does look retarded. What the fuck is this guy?
Middle of the horseshoe, a.k.a. the dipshit, for real. 5,500, for real. We got some motherfuckers coming down, goddamn me.
It feels slightly sketchy. Like, it feels like things could pop off at any moment in a place.
That's St. Louis for you. I ain't gonna fake a real deal. Everybody trying to be a tap.
What do you love about St. Louis?
I love everything about St.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. It could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm feeling it or something.
St. Louis, I ain't gonna fake it. Like, I don't want to leave my city. I love everything about my city, from the food to the cars we drive to the phases we go through, all type of
phases.
Shit.
What the fuck
shoes
is he
with
talking?
The tags still on them. Is that a toothbrush? Cool. Clean them off.
Dude,
niggas are so fucking retarded.
They like living like this. He enjoys it.
That shit with the toothbrush on the shoes. Oh my! I didn't know they did that, but that makes perfect sense. I used to see niggas cleaning their shit with a toothbrush in school.
Yep.
Now it's just a handy accessory to come with your fucking
shoes. What's the plan right now? Like, what are you trying to do with
that shit? Of them not taking the tags off their shoes, they've been doing that forever.
Oh, he wants to get signed first. Like, no, you're going to get killed. You're not going to get signed. Well, maybe you'll get signed. I don't know.
The plan right now. Like, what are you trying to do in this city?
Get signed for real. Bring my city up out of here for real. Be another Nelly. Like, I'm trying to be better than Drake.
And when you blow up, what are your plans? Let's just say you got $10 million in the bank right now.
This nigga is probably already dead. This nigga is probably dead.
Going dead on my rap, and the other men, I'm going to get a gang some shit so they can have money cycling in.
One really important thing is an
So out of 10 million, you're going to keep 4 or 5 and give 1 to your boys.
American that we have this a right to, the right to bear arms. How important is that in this city?
Bro, I feel like at a very young age, bro, parents should be teaching their kids to how to use guns. Like, you should be able to, at any age, to teach your kid how to use a gun. Like, that's what they should be teaching in school. Mm-hmm. Not
okay,
dumbass shit.
I take it back. I take back the idea that this isn't a conservative op. I have a feeling this is a conservative op now.
So this nigger's plan is that the school Second should teach niggers how to use guns more effectively.
But I'm almost feeling like this might be a thing to make.
Let's keep going.
Like,
I want to see more.
I'm like right there on this might be a thing.
This is a novelty take right here. You gotta teach the niggers how to use guns in an early
age.
Dude,
this is a libertarian take. This nigger is spitting straight Rothbardianism. Straight Rothbard. Rothbard after Rothbard.
I love my city. I'm gonna turn it into murder park. We're gonna have murder park.
This nigger and like Walter
combat.
Block are like on the same page.
Wanna build a road
like
so you can, we're gonna build a road so you can shoot each other on them.
You know though, like he's got a point. If you train these niggers to use the guns more effectively, like the problem will self correct much faster.
but how many bystanders get caught up in that? Additionally, here's the funny thing. Here's how they teach. Here's a way. And again, I'm kind of joking about. I'm not sure this isn't a conservative op, but the fact that guy made the point about like the right to bear arms or stuff, whatever. But again, this isn't necessarily something conservatives are going to astroturf because it's just like too niggery. But here's the thing. This is what I would say to conservatives and right to bear arms conservatives, Second Amendment conservatives. Do you really believe that? Do you really think these niggers should be allowed to have guns? I mean, your whole thing of more guns, less crime, the John Lott thing, the idea of it, it's like that's not true for niggers. Put guns in niggers' hands.
Right.
And the only reason more niggers don't die is because they're not good at using them. If you train them, if they can be trained, and then some of them can be. Remember, what's his name? The guy that killed five cops in Dallas, Xavier Michael Johnson or whatever it was. That nigger was trained. That nigger was like special forces trained, and he was actually ambushing cops and executing them and shit. So he actually knew how to use weapons at a very high level. But even to the point where he would like fire shots in one direction as a decoy, and when you react by going the other way, there he is to like fucking kill you, right? Like that level of shit. But do you really think more blacks having guns is less crime? Because reality says otherwise. So this whole thing of, again, you can't have a solution that works for white people and black people. One of the things I like about Ock Nation is that he gets these niggers, these blacks that come on, and they've decided to reject, like, Democrats. They're also critical of the violence in the black community, and they're kind of falling into the conservative. They're, like, because they're less than midwits, they're falling into conservative politics. They actually fit, like, conservative politics in niggers fits like a glove. Like, make money, don't care about society, have lots of guns. Like, that's nigger shit right there, right? So, I mean, conservatives and niggers, it's like, I'm surprised that the Democrats have such a hold on these niggers. But, so they come in and they'll start doing like Second Amendment stuff, and he'll scold them and be like, nah, man, you're just repeating something you heard. He's like, you give these niggas guns, and nah, they shouldn't be allowed to have guns. Like that was his take, which is like, no, like more guns, less crime, or more guns in more people's hands means people are more polite. No, not with black people.
No.
So it's funny, like libtards also sense that like more guns means more crime. But
well, more guns with blacks. If blacks are all armed, it's like that just means the escalation is more imminent. Like the escalation is instant.
So the thing that squares the circle of all of this, because libtards are wrong that more guns is more crime, but they're right if we're talking about blacks. More guns in a white neighborhood, but you can also, as we've all said, you could have a white neighborhood with everybody has a gun or nobody has a gun, and you will have the same number of shootings. Right? Like, because there are white neighborhoods in America where every single person has a gun or more than one gun. There are white neighborhoods in America where nobody has a gun. And the crime rate is exactly the same. So the issue is niggers. You have a neighborhood where niggers don't have guns, there's not going to be shootings, probably be stabbings and beatings. You have a neighborhood where every nigger has a gun, and they will be, it's like a fucking everyday shooting gallery. So that's the fact of it. So you have to have – the fact is you can't have one-size-fits-all solutions for a racially diverse population. Niggers need different solutions than white people. And the solution is to take all these young buck niggers and put them in fucking jail. That's the solution.
That we're not going to see when we get up out of here, you know?
What percent of people around here you think have a gun?
Realistically, 90% everybody got a gun. I ain't going to fake a real deal.
Tell me about how
– He keeps saying, I ain't going to fake a real deal.
We know
saying.
You're not going to fake it real deal. Like, you don't have to repeat that every time.
He does, though.
He does.
Tell me about how you grew up. What was your childhood like? How'd you get to where you are now?
Regular childhood. It's on some St. Louis shit. The girl, my granny, for real, on some little cool shit. She ended up passing away to cancer and shit. After that shit, the nigga was by himself. That was at like 12 years old, for real. So
you had no parents and no grandma from the time you were 12?
Yeah, right? For real.
If we elected you mayor of St. Louis, what would you do to make the city better, stronger, safer?
So he disregarded. He just said that was a normal childhood.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I mean, for them, sense. Yeah, but...
How about that?
Well, actually, I think for a lot of these niggas, they don't. They do have a mama or a grandmama in their life, but yeah, he just didn't.
But they're free-range Africans, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's just how they exist.
Yeah, well, I want to hear what he's going to do as
they
mayor.
Live like this in Africa, too.
Yeah.
Lewis, what would you do to make the city better, stronger, safer?
It really starting the heart of the community, for real. You make a little change in one community, motherfucker need to actually be hands-on with shit, like get their hands dirty with niggas who been getting their hands dirty, for real.
To me...
So, as mayor, he would just be...
But this
be,
nigga
he,
has
wait, he
no
would just,
intention of
no,
not being a fucking he, banger.
That's what I'm saying. Hands dirty, he means he would just be in the hood killing people, but as mayor... That's what hands dirty means. Like they say, there's
well,
like
he getting, would just it would just be like Murder City. Like
it would be Murder City,
our
but it's like
is.
But like our gang is.
He'd be like he would be like I would make it so bad even that fat white lip tarted woman would leave.
Yeah,
actually she would leave.
Well, he thinks it would be safer. Yeah. Everybody understood that my gang was on top. I'm mayor. You can't fight us anymore. Then all the violence would stop.
No, but it still wouldn't because they do it for fun.
Right.
Like You remember, not to reference a TV show, but you remember in The Wire?
Sure.
When Stringer Bell, like the educated lane nigga, wanted to like make them not be criminals anymore.
Yeah.
He wanted to like bring them legit so they could just bring in money and just be rich and enjoy all their money.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking like murdered him because he's like, no, we want to do the street shit. Like this is what we're doing.
Well,
like,
they murdered him because the senator was ripping him off. Like he had graduated from street gang to like political corruption.
Yeah, so and he was just getting paid.
I think that's why
by a Jew too. But, yeah. But the other thing was though, like the funny thing about it was though they also that was kind of like an excuse because they were also angry that he was trying to make them like go legit.
Yeah.
And like Avon Barksdale, just wanted to do like street nigga shit. Like that's all he wanted to do.
Marlo Stanfield, so, he's coming.
Yeah,
a lot of the reason a lot of young men are reckless right now is almost just like for thrill seeking. Kids are bored and they're trying to do things for the thrill of it.
Yeah, like motherfucker really want that rush. You got to think like motherfucker sit at the crib all day on Instagram. That's real as fuck. Motherfucker, like I want to do what they doing. That's hella real.
Gentlemen, I'm going to need some help breaking down some St. Louis slang. I just heard tapper. Help me use it in a sentence properly.
Be like, what's the word, tap?
What's the word, tap?
Oh, me, red deer, I'm God.
You about to tap some shit today?
I'm God. Hey, what you, Tommy Tap? Which one? G-Tap? Tommy Tap? Which one?
G-Tap.
Oh, my mama. Nigga, we got G-Tap in this motherfucker, nigga. On God. Red. Real deal. My soul. What's the word?
I hear people say, goddamn me.
Goddamn me. On God. Goddamn me. On God. Swear to God. Nike girl. Swear to God, huh?
Is that bad? Bo P started getting agitated, grabbed his strap, and ran towards the street. So I figured bad things were about to happen. But nope, just another day in St. Louis.
Just try to...
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
I'm sorry, but that's not...
I guess you got the center mask covered, but on the rest of him seems kind of vulnerable.
So this nigga got a phone call on camera and ran down the street with his gun.
Right, because he heard some ops were in the neighborhood.
He's just showing up. He's just showing off for the cameras, like just another day.
No, somebody called him and said the ops are about to drive by your block, and he's like, "Oh shit, for real?" I mean, it could have been acting, but it also happens.
Some tappers, but dude,
niggas have been saying "on God" since I was a kid, man. Mm-hmm. On God.
Be cool if they were about to start fencing, like on guard.
On guard, yeah. Maybe they're just Mexican. Yeah, I don't know. They just have all these dumb slang.
The 9mm.
They used to say like, you know, what's funny is there was also some blurs where I grew up, and like niggas would always be saying "word is born," right?
Yeah.
And like, which actually they kind of got that from like the Bible. At least that's where it seems like the origin, if anywhere, because that's like the beginning of the Book of John. They talk about beginning was the word and blah blah blah. But this one blurred came into class one day. He's like, "It's Word's birthday today. Word is born today." And all the other niggas started like making fun of him for being corny.
That is pretty corny.
Because he was corny.
That's very corny. Anyway,
he was a corny blurred.
Time for a break. We could watch this entire video for hour two too. This is like, there's so much more.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty good.
It is fun, but it's all like bias confirms.
Yeah,
because like we know all of these things, but it's funny to watch.
It's also outrage porn because it's like the bias is confirmed, and it's publicly available, and it's being watched by millions of people, but no solution inbound. Yeah. The system continues doing
the reason.
Yeah,
what's interesting is that you know why they're not fucking with or killing or shooting or robbing that white guy is because he's showing up with a camera. And he's telling them, like, they think they're going to get famous and get clout for this.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Like, although if he was a white person driving through their neighborhood, same guy, doesn't have to be that he's young and, you know, he's young and fit and wearing a bulletproof. Same guy with no camera, ability to get these names. They just fucking rob him and murder him.
Oh, this guy, they know who this guy is because he's been doing this for a couple of years, I think.
Right. They know who he is because he's got clout on Instagram or whatever the fuck apps that they're on. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a break. We'll continue with it in a few.
You are listening to The Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La, 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 la.